Good morning. I'm speaking on behalf of the group in the church that really needs mothers more than anything else, and that's the fathers. And I want to acknowledge that this is a confession. Moms, us dads can't do it without you. We like to pretend we can change an engine, invest shares correctly, make wise decisions. But the moment you walk out of the house and you say, see you later, we are enveloped in a fear that only the world's greatest psychologists and psychiatrists can administer medication to. Answers bang, sauna yo. Yeah, one of the greatest moms I know is my wife, Irina, and she's not here today. But it's one of those amazing things that she just knows, without our children saying anything, and I suppose we call it intuition. Dads, we don't have that. You know, there are three scriptures I think about when I think about women, and in this case, particularly moms. I think about the fact that way back in the beginning, God said it's not good for man to be alone. And so I thank God for the fact that I don't have to parent my children alone. Irina's there. In Ecclesiastes 4, it says that two are better than one. She's the better. I'm the one. She's the better part. And in Proverbs 18:22, it says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Husbands, let's just be honest. On Sunday, the 13th of May, 2018, we got the good deal when it came to our wives who are also mothers. They just know what we don't know. They know how to take care of the bleeding toe, foot. In fact, my wife is such a good mom that when Amy, age two, came up to her and said, Mama, my toe's bleeded, she first corrected the English and then corrected the bleeding. I would do neither. I'd be like, blood? You know, when we lost our son, she dealt with it far better than I did. She just gave glory to God. She was amazing, and God blessed us with another child, and I just think moms are incredible. I think that you have this unique ability just to know, to understand, to be sensitive, to be kind. And we get to be your husbands and fathers of the children. And we are blessed. Here are the three things I want to confess on behalf of all husbands. And husbands, this is now time for us to be nederig, humble. We sometimes cry when you're not there, moms, because we don't know what to do. We don't. We go quietly into our bedroom and have a little cry. I don't know what to do. It's lunchtime. The other thing that happens, moms, when you're not there, we get confused as dads. We're not sure. Is it nappy first, clean, bottle? Which one? We're not sure. And we're conflicted because we're supposed to know what to do. And then we realize, no. That's why you're there. You're there to help us be better dads. And I just want to say to all the moms, we dads salute you because you make us look good. You make us great parents. You make us great fathers. And we are incredibly grateful to you, not only as our wives, but as mothers to our children. God bless you, and thank you for tolerating our weaknesses. Thank you for tolerating when we forget to feed the baby, or when we forget the baby at the shopping center. And we promise never to do it again. But thank you, moms, for being the very best, and thank you for honoring God as you mother our children. God bless you.